I'd like to share with you a verse on the parasha, and then a havana in Asar B'Tevis, the Matinus, which is coming up this coming week. First, a verse on the parasha. The Chazal say that when Yosef revealed himself to his brothers, he told them to come close and he'll reveal the fact that he's Yosef. So Chazal say, when he told them to come close, Heru lahem hamila, he showed himself that he's a mohel. And since he's a mohel, that's a raya that he's telling the truth, that he's taka. He hadn't seen him for 22 years. From 17 years old to 39 years old. So they didn't recognize him. So Heru lahem hamila, he showed them that he was gemalt. So mamela, that was his raya. The problem is that this is Saisa Rashi, which we had in last week's parasha, in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Nun Hey. Parai told the Anshei Mitzrayim, Asheyemu Lachem Tasu, whatever Yosef says to do, do. So Rashi says, what's that referring to? That Yosef told them, you want food? You have to mal yourself. And all the Mitzrim had to undergo bris milah. Yosef wouldn't give them anything, wouldn't give them food. So Chazal say that the reason he did that is they should all be gemalit in Mitzrayim. So when Klal Yisrael will come up, he knew b'nevuah that this would be galus Mitzrayim, that the Yidden would live there for hundreds of years. So he didn't want Yidden should be ashamed to have bris milas. So Yosef instituted that in Mitzrayim everybody had bris milah. And then when the Yidden come up, so also to have a baby, they also make a bris, so that they won't be those who will be weak of Klal Yisrael in the Dar Mitzrayim, in Eretz Mitzrayim, and Golos Mitzrayim will still do a bris milah. So Yosef required from them they have to do a bris if they want food. So presumably, Ruba de Ruba of the Mitzrayim had a bris, if not all of them. They were all they ought to come on Tepah to Yosef for food. So the kasha then becomes, if everybody in Mitzrayim had a bris, so what's Yosef telling his brothers? Ani Yosef, and I'll prove it to you because I'm a mole. But Rashi said last week's parasha that every mitzri was gemalit. So if every mitzri is gemalit, what is Yosef proving that he's Yosef with the bris milah? It seems to be a very obvious kasha. So I saw a very nice teretz in the Sefer Darkei Shalom al HaTorah. He has the second kasha. In the Ramah says in Yeridei and Simur Reish Samach Gimel Sif Hei that it's Osir Lombul Goy except Lageris. There's an Isser to be Malagoy. The way the Shach explains, the Bris is a Ois of Klal Yisrael, just like we don't do Goy, we don't want Goyim to keep Shabbos. So we're not interested in Goyim having a Bris. So Shulchan Aruch, it says, it's also to be Malgai. So what's Yosef doing, getting all the Mitzrim to be Gemalit? Yeah, nice Feshman, but Lamaisa, it's Shalai Kedin. The Ramos says that you're not allowed to do it. So Dr. Shalom says that these two Kashas can answer each other. The Kasha that, how did he let them have Bris Milah? It's also Lamulgai. And the Kasha, how did he prove himself to his brothers? So they both answered with the terence that one is machrich the other. In Bris Milah, we had two parts, three parts actually, but there are two parts in the surgery of the Milah. There's the chituch, the cutting off of the foreskin of the arla, and then there's priya, the folding back, the skin, when you cut something, the skin remains. The priya is the folding back of that skin and of the membrane, the priya membrane, it's folded back by the atara, and that way the arla doesn't grow back. If somebody's moshech arla, so it could, the arla skin could grow back, like other things in the body could grow back. There are two parts to bris milah. There's the chituch and the priya. Avram Avinu, Rashi, the Gemara says in Yevamis, Avram Avinu was only mitzvah on chituch. Later, by Yeshua, started Priya. When Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah Priya as well. Chayisol Be'etzem at this point was only Mitzvah and Chituch, but Avraham Avinu on his own did Priya anyway, like he kept the whole Torah Shulay Nitna, he kept Priya. That's why by Abris we say two brachas. Ashikadishon Stoysel Vitzivon while Amila is on the Chituch. And on the Priya we make the second bracha, the Nusach is Lachnisei Bebrisei Shel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the first one that started this Indian of Priya, which later the Yeshua, in the time of Yeshua, became a Chiyuv. So he says, Memelech Matoritz, what is it also to do to a guy? Only Mila with Priya. That's the Ois for Klal Yisrael. V'haraya. The B'nai Yishmael, the B'nai Hagar, they're also B'nai Avraham. They also have what Avraham was mitzvah in, which is chituch. So it can't be that it's also Lomul Gai chituch, because that's not an ois of Klal Yisrael. That the Yishmaelim have also the chituch. So to be Malul Gai just chituch alone, that's mutter. And that Yosef instituted a Mitzrayim. He told them the Mitzrayim, they had to do a chituch ha'arla, they had to remove the arla. And that's it, Priya, he didn't tell them to do Priya. So they did a chituch ha'arla, and that helped that when Klal Yisrael comes up, if there'll be weak people during the time of Golas Mitzrayim, they won't be ashamed to do a bris, at least they'll do a chituch, which is what they wanted to do. Yosef himself, Havada, did like Avraham did. He did a Priya as well. Since he did a Priya, nothing grew back, it was folded back. So Yosef showed them that he was Gemalit, Chituch and Priya, that he had a Priya too. That was a good simon. The rest of Mitzrayim had a Chituch Bilvad. It's a beautiful teretz, and the current Divrei Emes, it also answers a Shach's Kasha in Hilchos Bris Mila. It's a teretz on the story, but it answers a Shach Kash and Hilchos Bris Mila. The Shach asks that in the Levush there's a stira. Why is it also to be Malagai? The Levush brings two different reasons in two places in Hilchos Mila. In the beginning of Hilchos Mila, in Semirei Samach Gimel, he says, you're not allowed to be Malagai because Ein Lach Nisam Bebris. Like I said before, now be Malagai. You're not supposed to bring the guy into the bris. Later, at the end of Hilchos Bris Mila, in Hilchos Geirus, Reis Tamaches, he says you're not allowed to be Malagai Shaloi L'Shem Geirus. Mishum Sha'asa L'Rafaisam. There's an issa to heal Oydev Oydezara. It's an issa to heal Goyim for free. There's an issa. On Goyim that are not Tzadikim Masalim, the din of Eimarid and Veimailin. So Osel Rafaisan, why can't you do a bris? The bris is healthy for the body. And Osel Rafaisan. So Shach says, it's a stira. In one place he says, you're not allowed to do it because it's also to be Machnasim in the bris. And in one place he says, you're not allowed to do it because Osel Rafaisan is a chastira. So he says, it's very geschmack. To do a bris with a priya, that's Osir Al-Tasr Lachnisam Bebris. But to do a chituch without a priya should still be mutter. The chituch without a priya should still be mutter. In the second reason, Osir Rafaisam, it asks even a chituch alone. Chituch alone is Osir because Osir Rafaisam. If he is doing it for his own benefit, like Yosef did it for his benefit, it's mutter. But just to do a favor for a guy is Osir. So I looked up the Levush. The Levush Lashon is in the first place he says Ostolomol Akum. In the second where he says Al Trafua, his lashon is Akum Sheba Lachtoich Arlasai. A guy who came Lachtoich Arlasai, it's also Mishum Rafu. Very geschmack. Because without a priya, this taka no iser al Sachnis al Bris, because the Yishmaelim also have a chituch without a priya. If he comes Lachtoich Arlasai, that's still Osir because Ein Merapi. It's a very geschmackish tikkul Torah on Yosef, and it answers a Shach's Akasha. Like I said, it's very much Nikarim Divrei Emes.
So, a doctor. Yeah.
What?
A doctor is not
allowed to heal a guy for free. If he wants to be paid, if he wants to make money, he can heal. But there's an Isser Grad that it was a machlekes to Ramban and Rabbeinu Yaina how far it goes. Ramban was a doctor, and he healed. We have a letter from Rabbeinu Yonah to the Ramban where he addresses him, Rabbeinu Moshe Mar Bezare Shalamolik, he calls him. And that's how he calls him in the letter, Mar Bezare Shalamolik, and he has tainus on him. The Ramban delivered babies among the things he did. It wasn't a specialty field. He says, how could you be my little guy? Mar Bezare Shalamolik. I was wondering, Rabbeinu Yonah has such a stark lashon against the Ramban. But I read afterwards once that the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah are mechutanim. Rabbeinu Yonah's son married the Ramban's daughter. So it's not such a pella that he wrote such a stark lashon, you know. Okay, regarding Asara B'Teves, it's the sign for the beginning of the Churban Abayis. Asara B'Teves, we remember the original Churban. Somehow it's a mazel to come out in the middle of the winter. Shabbos Abitamos and Tisha B'Av, at least it's the 3 weeks, there's a certain hergish of this man. And Tzem Gedalia, the other time, this at least comes out in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, there's a certain hergish. The Asara B'Teves, it's like a fifth wheel, it feels very often. You know, it's the smack in the middle between Chanukah and Purim, it's time to have a tainus. And, you know, it hits you suddenly, you don't even realize it's coming, and so you fast. It's a short fast, it's the shortest day of the year. Shkia is 4:30 these days. And you even get off second Seder, so such to call Yom Tov also. It's like the whole Asara B'Teves, really, it doesn't have the hergish that the others have. Shabbos B'Teves has a certain hergish of a little bit of hergish, the 3 weeks are starting. It has no hergish at all. Unless the person takes the time to be margish. So I'd like to share with you a Havana and some Sukkim in Navi. The Makar for the fasting, what the Navi calls the Tzayim HaRavi, Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShvi, and Tzayim HaAsiri. There are four fasts that are Medivrei Kabbalah. Tzayim HaRavi, the fast of the fourth month, which is Shavuos HaBetamos. Tzayim HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth month, which is Tisha B'Av. Tzayim HaShvi, the fast of the seventh month, which is Tzayim Gedalia. And Tzayim HaAsiri, the fast of the tenth month, which is Teves. So these four fasts have a makar in Sefer Zechariah, which is in Trei Asa. And it's very interesting, the Gemara brings down the Pasuk. But it's interesting to learn the story of where this is brought down, the Maisa that happened with Zechariah. And I'd like to share with you a Havana in it. In Perek Zayin of Zechariah, the people come to Zechariah, and they ask Zechariah a shayla. And this is the shayla they ask. Actually, the pasuk says they came of a yishlach Beisel. The people sent a message to the city of Beisel, and they told the people in Beisel, "Lachalos es bnei Hashem." Lamar al Kainim Ashila Bais Hashem Tzavakai, follow the Vim Lamar. They should ask the following Shaila to the Kainim and the Vim who are in the Bais HaMikdash. The Bayis Sheni was built. This is 3 years after the Bayis Sheni was built. After it was starting to build, Mustama was only the second year after it was built. They asked the following Shaila. Ha'efke b'chodesh ha'chamishi. Should I continue to cry on Tisha B'Av? And Mitzuda says it means all four. Should I continue to cry on these four Tanaisin? Should I abstain from eating? Should I fast? Kasher Asisi Zekamashanim. The last 70 years we fasted on all these Tanesim, in Tammuz and in Av and in Tishrei and in Teves. So they asked the good Shalom. Should I continue or shouldn't I continue? So sounds like a very simple Shalom. Rashi says, Anoshim Tzadikim Hayu. These people, they weren't lazy people. Why should I fast? Anishin Tzadikim Hayu, Shalchim Yibavel. And listen what they write. They sent a message from Bavel, L'kriveyam Shebebeisel, to relative they had who lived near the Beis HaMikdash, near Yerushalayim. L'avay L'chalas Espenei Hashem B'Yerushalayim Ba'adam. V'lishayel, T'ef K'shayel L'meis HaKayanim. L'oidiyam Im Yifku B'chaydishav. They sent a message to ask to the Kayanim and Neviim in Beis Hashem, should they fast? So it's a little strange. What are they writing a letter to the Kainim in the Beis HaMikdash for? You have a Shaila, so you ask a Shaila. You go to your Rav and you ask a Shaila. All right, it's the whole Klal Yisrael. You go to Sanhedrin. Yes, the Sanhedrin. Anshei Knesset HaGedayla were alive. Anshei Knesset HaGedayla is called Beis Din HaShel Ezra. It's a Beis Din. So they should, well, what's he telling them? Go to the Beis HaMikdash and ask the Nevi'im, the Kainim and Nevi'im. The kasha here is that L'chayra, this is a Shaila. You know, it's a very lumdish Shaila. If you wanted to sit down, if you're learning Hilchas Nedarim, you want to know what's the Din, it's not so pashit. If you're Makabal and Neder for a Tzara, and then the Tzara goes away, what's the Din? It's very long to Shaila. They could have gone to the Beis Medrash and they could have asked the Shaila. The Metzudas says that they asked for Nevuah. The Lashon L'chalais as Pnei Hashem is the Lashon of davening. Daven? Ask a Shaila. What do you mean daven? So the Metzudas David writes, this is David's Pashur Pshat, that Yichalu Pnei Hashem Lashpia Nevua Ala Kainim Venevim Shiim Suma'an Ala Hashiv. They should have an answer. Very strange way to ask a Shaila. That's how you ask a Shaila. You don't ask a Shaila, you go to the Navi. Go to the Navi for certain things. Shailas, you go to Sanhedrin, you go to Bezdin. So it needs a Hezber, this Hanhagi. What was the answer? The answer was, Hashem told the Navi, it's Zayim HaRaviv, it's Zayim HaChamishi, it's Zayim HaShviv, it's Zayim HaAsiri, L'Sasa and L'Simcha, U'L'Mayat M'Taifim. He says that the answer is, that when the Beis HaMikdash stands, and some of you all know the Gemara, that these days, L'Sasa and L'Simcha, U'L'Mayat M'Taifim, they should become Yom M'Taifim, and there's no fasting, there's no crying, Yom M'Taifim. So that also needs a Hezber for two reasons. First of all, why Yom M'Taifim? A third of Tavis, Mashiach comes, Yom HaTayvim. Why is Yom HaTayvim? It should be, maybe you shouldn't fast anymore, I can understand. You shouldn't cry anymore, I understand. What a Yom Tov. On the day that they built the second Beis HaMikdash, that should be a Yom Tov. But on the day the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, or the day that they broke into the wall of Yerushalayim, why should that become a Yom Tov? The Pashtus doesn't make sense. Why, you know, Chazal says, Zavin v'Zavin, Tagri Akri. If you buy something for $100 and you sell it for $100, you're a businessman. You didn't gain anything. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was rebuilt. So what are you getting? What's the Yom Tov that was destroyed? It certainly needs a Hezber. The other kasha comes here from the Malbim. The Malbim says, what was their Shaila? Because in the Bayis Sheni, they were missing a lot of things. The Bayis Sheni, the Chazal say, was missing five things. But it's not just some five things. It was missing the Urim V'Tumim, the Orin, the Eishman HaShemayim, Rach HaKadosh, and Gilui Shchina. Like the main guts of the Beis HaMikdash were missing. Well, so many things were missing. And now it becomes the festival of Simcha. It needs a Hezber. And they didn't have Kibbutz Goliath, they didn't have Binyan Beis David, they didn't have Malchus Beis David, they were still under the Malchus of Paras. So why the Sassel of Simcha? What's this Simcha? So this whole Hanhoga, this whole Parak here in Zecharia needs a Hezber. And to take the Hezber, hopefully we'll have a little bit of an appreciation of what these days are supposed to represent. This Hezber is from Rav Huttner. It's a Havana into this Perek in Zechariah, this Maaseh Shehayah here in Zechariah. There's a Gemara in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Rabin b'nei ha-shemema b'nei ha-ba'ula, which the Gemara dashes to mean that during the Golos, during the time of Golos, there were more tzaddikim than there were during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That there were more tzaddikim mitzuyanim in the Beis HaMikdash. The Lashon of the Gemara is tzaddikim hemidu b'churbanam yaisim b'binyanam. There are more tzaddikim during the Dor of the Churban than the Doris that the Beis HaMikdash stood. It doesn't mean the Dor of the Churban was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu's Dor. But it means that the Doris, the 70 years of Churban, had more tzaddikim than the previous 70 years, than the previous maybe 100, 150 years of the Beis HaMikdash. There were more tzaddikim b'nei HaShemeima than the time that the father was Shemeima, so to speak, the Beis HaMikdash was Shamein, than b'nei HaBa'ula, than the time that it wasn't. That from the period of going to Galus, Yechidim were lost. Yechidim were lost in Galus. Yechidim died, Yechidim assimilated. But Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, reached a higher darga. They reached a darga when they came back. They had leaders. By the time of Churban, they had very lousy leaders. There were very few people that were Anshei Milo. And when they came back, they had leaders that were great. They had Ezra and Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, and Yeshua Ben Gadol. They had very great people. They had the whole Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Great people. So that actually, from the Churban, Rabbi B'nei HaShemeima B'nei HaBuha. The Gemara says that that at the time of the Churban, Moshe Rabbeinu had originally set up a nusach. We daven Shemini Esrei every day. Okay, Al Hagadol Agiba V'Hanayra, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu's nusach in Parshas Ekev, and that's our haskalah of Shemini Esrei. Yirmiyah came along and he took out the word Hanayra. And Daniel came and he took out the word Hagibar. He said, Ayekav Uraisav, when the Beis HaMikdash stands, he can describe Hashem as Gibar. He shows his Gevura. Naira, he shows Nairaisav. He said, Ayekav Uraisav, Ayekav Uraisav. So Yirmiyah took it out, and Daniel took out, Yirmiyah took out one word, Daniel took out the second word. So they dive into Hakel HaGadol. They took out Hagibar V'Hanayra. The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah came along at this time period, at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, and they reinserted it. The Gemara says, Lama Nikra Shema Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. So the Gemara says, Shechziru Atara Liyashna. They put the Shema Nesset back where it belongs. Hagibar, Hanayra. Why did they hide the Taina of Yirmi and Daniel? And they said, not they said, oh, now we have a bias, we'll put it back. No. They said that Adarab, the fact that Klal Yisrael could exist in Galus, Hainu Gevuraisav, Hainu Nairaisav. In other words, Yirmi and Daniel held that in Galus you're not supposed to say Gibar Hanayra. They held that in Galus you could say Gibar Hanayra. You could say. And therefore they put it back. And it's not a small thing. They just wanted a lot of things. They made the whole Nusach HaBrachas. It's not a small thing. It's the Iker. Lama Nikra Shemam Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. Why would they call Anshei Knesset HaGadolah? Shehaziru Atara LeYashna. That this is what they did. This is the thing that they did that gave them the title of Gadol. The Hezbar HaDover is that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were oimir on this Nekuda. That at the time of the Churban, they saw it as a terrible Yerida, terrible tragedy. Yirmiyah took out the word Naira, and Daniel took out the word Gibar. The Anshei Knesset HaGadolah saw that Rabbim b'nei HaShemeima b'nei HaBu'ula. They saw that in Golos, Yidden could steig also. They were aimed on this Nekuda, which was probably impossible to see, at least with the Pashta eyes, at the time of the Churban. Daniel and Yirmiyah at the time of the Churban. So they could not possibly see it then. But Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were aimed on this Nekuda of Rabbim b'nei HaShemeima b'nei HaBu'ula. That although typically a people needs a place, needs a Beis HaMikdash, needs a Makim, typically you have to have certain things in order to be able to grow. But when there's Golos, when there's Chayshech, in the Chayshech it's Taka Tzara. Many people are lost. But from those who are able to make it, Yitaycha Chayshech, Adarab, Hainu Gevuraisav, Hainu, it's something to actually to give thanks for. Somebody has a fire in a home, Chalila. And he's very upset, Asperta. But then he's able to rebuild it in a better way. So if there's a Mila, so then if when he comes back he has a Mila, so then he's happy. He's happy about it. You know, Mr. Mendelstein had a pizza store on 18th Avenue, and he had a fire. And I'm good friends with him. As a boy, we davened together. So he had this fire, and I remember being Menachem, and when he had the fire, I told him, you'll see, a year from now you'll be happy. You put yourself up a store. So I remember he told me, a year from now, I can't wait so long. He may be here for a year, tell me, you know. He was all aggravated. But now he has a big business from it because he rebuilt. So he could celebrate the fire now. He could see that the fire was a good thing. It was a very good thing. I don't know if you're old enough to remember his old store. But now he has something to be happy about. But it takes a certain siyata d'shmaya to be zeicha to see the good fortune. Okay, there it was easy. It's easy for him now to see the good fortune and what happened. But b'shas tzara, you never see it. So the people came to Zechariah and they said, what should we do? We're going to ask Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, we know their opinion. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, they told us. They said, put back Ibar, put back Naira. It's wonderful what happened. What about the Nevi'im? Right, Nevi'im, Asarul, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, two different groups. The Nevi'im held that it's no good. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah tended that it's good. So they said, we can't go to Sanhedrin now. We know how the Sanhedrin holds. We know how the Pleiskim holds. The question is, why is it Alpi Nevuah? Nevuah is disappearing here. Hechelu Pnei Hashem, Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the last Navi. Zechariah Malachi, the last Nevuah. Asked that we should have an answer Alpi Nevuah. What's the difference between Nevuah and Psak? What does that mean? Navi is Pshat. Whatever the Nevi'im gave over is Pashim Pshat. You read Navi, you read Yeshaya, you read Yirmiyah, you read Yecheskel. Maybe you don't, but if you do, it's all very tough stuff. It's a very tough words. You go into the Gemara, you go into the Rishayim, and you see that there's B'toich, all the Nevuah, there's really a lot of Nechama, a lot of Chizuk. The words of Nevuah are very straight, they're pshat. The Drush and the Pilpul, that the person has to be able to have a Havana to understand. They're two different. There's Alpi Pshat and then there's Alpi Pilpul. When they ask what a Nevi'im holds, it's not like Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds this way, Shmuel holds that way. There's a certain Kayach of Nevuah, a certain Kayach of deeper Havana. The Kayach of Nevuah is Pshat. Pshat is a Tzara. In the Amkus HaInyan, it's true. In the Amkus HaInyan, you put back Hagiba Vahanaira. What do we do Lamaisa? Lamaisa, we work out Pifsha, we work on the basic understanding of things. What do? You have to ask Alpi Nevuah. What is it Alpi Nevi'im? Rabbi Shalom said, no, that even Alpi Nevuah, Yidden, Bishas Tzara, have to learn to see Bishas Choshech, to be able to see the strength, to be able to see the potential for growing that comes from it. The potential for Aliyah that comes from Tzaras. And the Navi said that even that is also something you have to know. It's also something that a person has to, a Gibar Naira, you have to understand that even B'shas Tzara, there's Gibar, there's Naira, there's Taif, there's the potential. The harder it is to do something in Avodas Hashem, the more of the Aliyah there is from doing it. Rabbi B'nei Hashemema B'nei Habula. Because when things go easily, then a small amount is not worth a lot. When things go with difficulty, when you have to overcome something, then it's worth a lot more. This concept is the concept that they ask Zechariah. I was thinking, and when we say Shemini Esrei, we say Ata Gibar La'olam Hashem. Right, La'olam is a little strange. We never say about Hashem Mechal Kol Chayim B'Chesed La'olam. We say La'olam Hashem does everything forever. What does it mean Hashem does forever? It could be, according to this Vart, that Ata Gibar La'olam Hashem means, look, Yirmiyah took out Gibar. He felt that we can't see Gvur Isef. We put it back. We come to a Hakara of Ata Gibar La'olam Hashem. La'olam means La'fuke. I would think that Aye Gvur Isef, when you see the Gvur of Hashem in the time of Tzara. So this is the Nakuda of the Navi here. So it comes out that the Abba Tanesim really had three tekufas. First, the original tekufa, the time of Yirmiyah, was a time of Bechi and Tainis, because we don't see Gevurah Hashem. Then came this Zman Bayisheni, and it became a Yom Simcha. Because since they were able now to see that the destruction was Kedai, it was open in front of them, because Rabban B'nai HaShemema, even though they were missing a lot of things in the Bayis Sheni, when all is said and done, it doesn't really matter if you have a Beis HaMikdash, if you have an Aron, if you have an Aron Betumim, even with a Beis HaMikdash, with an Aron, it's what you do with it. So with a Golos, it's also what you do with it. So in the Bayis Sheni, the Nevi'im said that it's Besimcha. Then came the Churban Bayis Sheni, where again, it turned back to Chayshech. It turned back to the fact that we don't see, it's very hard to see, the Taiv that's in the Golos. Very, very difficult. We can't be expected to appreciate it. We can't be expected to see what the Taiv is. And yet, we have a Nevuah that tells us that B'Taich B'Chayshech is the ability for a person to be able to be Fakarit is the biggest ability for a person to be able to grow. I think everybody heard of the idea that Niskatnu Adairus. It's well known, right? Niskatnu Adairus, what's Niskatnu Adairus? We can argue with Rishayim, right? What's the Makar of Niskatnu Adairus? What's the Makar? It's the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara says, I think, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, that Yechanan's Lashon is that the Kreisan, Shalach Reinim, that our bellies are not as big as the toes of the smallest toe of the previous generation. But there's something else in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Abavo, Adarab. Anan Adifa Midetu. The Gemara says, Gemara and Yuma, I think it's that test. The Gemara says, Adarab, Anan Adifa Midetu. Dika Shivagolos. Be'etzem, Avada, they were bigger than us. We're showing them what they knew, and the Chorinim, even the, you go back to the Riki Vegan of some Sefer. What they knew compared to what our Dor is shayach to, it's like Rochi Mizrach Mimara. Even I remember a little bit of Rav Moshe. You know, you have a dugma. If somebody ever saw Rav Moshe answering shaylos, you have a dugma of what it means. And we say they knew everything. How much should they know everything? You know, everything. What's everything? But you know, Rav Moshe, people talk to in any sugya anywhere, and it was like he learned it that day. I'm not talking about little kids talking to him. I'm talking about Talmid Chacham talking to him. He was like, he learned it with all the Mefarshim. And that's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe wasn't Chassam Sofer. It wasn't Rav Akiva Eiger. Rav Akiva Eiger wasn't as great as the Gra. And you know, people say the Gra was like a Rishon. I once heard from Yaakov Kamenetsky. So they say the Gra was like a Rishon. Chas v'sholom. The Gra was miles, miles away from the Rambam. Maybe in certain aspects of Dveikus Bashem, but in his Limud, the Gra was like the Rambam. The Gra was not like the Rambam. The Rambam was like a Malach compared to the Gra, and the Gra was like a Malach compared to the Riki Vega. It's a Skatnu Adairus. Be'etzem, it's a Skatnu Adairus. Dr. Bavahu Adarab, Anan Adifa Midetu. It's taka true in the Be'etzem were less. But in the overcoming difficulties, being able to do things in a Sviva, which is anti Torah, and Anan Adifa Midetu, we're really much more than them. Rabbin B'nai HaShemema B'nai HaBu'ulah Amar Hashem. It's a terrible thing, Golos. Because just like in Mitzrayim, you know, Chamushim Olu B'nai Yisrael, 80% disappear, or some say more than 80%. But Knesset Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, it was Zeiche to a certain kayach of persevering, that when all is said and done, Lamaisa, that's the kayach that comes out from the Golos. The Rabbi B'nai HaShemema B'nai HaBu'ula. And we're in Golos. Not everybody could see it and everything that goes on. We still fast on Asar B'Tavis. But nevertheless, this is the only place, I think the only place in Navi that this Tanesim is mentioned. It's mentioned in this context. It's not mentioned in the context going fast. It's mentioned in the context of appreciating what the Tanesim are. The Tanesim are days to remember that we're in Golos. And Adarava, to remember the kayach of these days. The kayach of being able to persevere despite the fact that there are things pulling at you in another direction. And what's pulling at you in another direction? Yetzirah in another direction. So we feel that it weakens us, that it makes us weak. In fact, what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah was saying is that Adarava has a chance to make us strong, has a chance to strengthen a person. So that these Tanaisim, what they represent, is a recognition of the tkufa we're in, of going to Galus. It's a recognition of the Yerida of Kavod Hashchina, which is something that we fast for and after, that we cry for. The Kavod of Klal Yisrael is terrible. The Kavod Hashchina is the terrible Yerida. But it's revealed to us in Sifrei Kabbalah, meaning in Nach. Nach is called Sifrei Kabbalah in the Gemara. It's revealed to us as a time to recognize, mamish the opposite, that Mikamaycha Be'ilim Hashem, who's among you, who shows the strength, Klal Yisrael at the Yamsuf. And the Gemara says, there's Mikamaycha Be'ilim El Be'ilmim, Mikamaycha Be'ilmim Hashem. That from not having a Gilo Yashchina, from not seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and still being able to be to have a Dveikas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being able to have a Sipuk and a Vaitas Hashem, that's a tremendous Madrega. So I don't know how we paskin. I don't know if we paskin that they were bigger than us or we're bigger than them. It's not we'd rather paskin that we're bigger than them. And it's the Gemara. Anana Adifa Midatu. That since we come through B'Kayach HaPayel, and we have to overcome much more. So therefore, you know, the B'nai Yisrael writes, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Altar B'Sicha Meishin. B'Ishtai Amr. Kavachayma and other people's wives. I know a lot of people have a kasha. B'Ishtai, they don't mind, right? But Kavachayma and their wives, not to talk so much is one thing, but somebody else's, well, Meicha Teisi. The B'nai Yisrael writes, now what shop is man Azeh? You go into the store and there's a lay, you talk to her. Right? The Mishnah says, Altar B'Sicha. He says that in our dar, we have been so exposed to it, doesn't mean there's no Yetzahara, but we've been so exposed to it that he writes, Kokaltum Takantum. The fact that we're so exposed to it, Lamai said we have a certain Gevura in it. That doesn't mean people don't have Messiahness, but there's a certain Gevura. From Golos comes a certain Gevura, a certain being able to withstand certain levels of Messiah. So this is the Nakuda that the Navi reveals to us in the meaning of Asar B'Tavis, in the Amkus of the Yemei HaTainis. The Pshat of the Tainis is that it's said that the Kavod HaShchina is so down and the Kavod HaKlal Yisrael is so low. That's Pshat. But in the Pilpul HaInyan, in the Drasha Inyan, really, these days really are days of Gevura and Eira. Days in which a person is supposed to appreciate that from overcoming difficulty, a person could become more. We, Adar, are very soft bellies. We're very spoiled. Not because we're bad people, we're just spoiled because we live in a Medina where we have everything. And Lamaisa, every time there's some friction or some difficulty, we find it very, very hard. And it's very hard to persevere. And so about all of us, if something doesn't go the way you wanted it to go, it becomes difficult. In Avaydus Hashem, in Avaydus Shalchayel also, Bokoshke, in Avaydus Hashem, if something doesn't go, people are very quick to be miyayish. The idea of working on things is not in our language. Fakert, the whole Avayda of Golus is when things become hard and you're able to push it through, so that's something. That's like a person lifts weights. So he goes in, he wants to lift weights. He takes the lightest one, it's the easiest one. What's he going to take a heavy one for? He should go, take a light one. They put a heavy one, so he says, forget it, you know, I'm only taking a light one. All right, that's not the way to build up your muscles. You have to take something that's a little heavy. It was so soft that as soon as something doesn't go, we right away, you know, you read them right away when we ayish on things. So carrot, the Havana is that the godless of those who are able to persevere in Galus is that. Gibar v'naira, yes, asar v'tevis, b'gvura v'naira. It means that you, just you, in your own head, in your own personal life, when things don't go, to not be miayish, to push, to make it happen, that's it. That's what it's about. That's what Galus is about. That's the Tayelus HaGalus. That's the Simcha of the Galus. Harachamon hu yokum lonu esukas dovet hanefelas. The Sukkas Dovet HaNefelas, the Nefila, is part of the Avodah. You don't call something, you don't call it, you don't give it a proper name, the broken building. It's Sukkas Dovet, which we want to rebuild. HaNefelas means it's a state of Sukkas Dovet HaNefelas. That's our state that we're in. Sukkas Dovet HaNefelas, it's there, it's Nefelas. We have to be able to push through to have a proper havan in it. Akaponim, this is very much in the sign of Bnei Yeshiva and Bnei Torah, who are still holding in the yeshiva with the struggles of Avodas Hashem. The struggles are mamish, these struggles. We feel vayegevu raisa, vayegevu raisa, to be able to push it through, to be able to make it happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you all the strength to be able, not to not have your yiridus, but from the chayshach, from the yiridus, to be able to be misgaben, you should be part of the rabbin b'nei Hashemema, shtaka b'zeichet, to the time that we'll ask the same shayla, what should we do? Mashiach will come. And we'll ask the same shayla, what do we do now on Tisha B'Av? It's a shalom b'zeichet, Tisha B'Av, asar b'tevis, l'bim nehepach, to you may sustain the simchol, may I have to pay for me.